The movie Fences hits theaters on Christmas Day, based on August Wilson's Pulitzer and Tony Award-winning play. Denzel Washington directs and stars as a former baseball player, now working as a waste collector, who struggles to provide for his family in Pittsburgh during the 1950s. And our next guest has starred in over 300 movies and TV shows, plays Gabriel in Fences, Michael T. Williamson. What's up, Michael T.?
Hey, all good. How are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful. My question to you, first off, is what was so special about this project that made you want to be a part of the stage play and the film?
Well, it's August Wilson. August Wilson is one of the greatest playwrights in American history. He's actually on par with Shakespeare, and that's a compliment to both August Wilson and William Shakespeare.
How would you describe Denzel as a director compared to Denzel the actor?
Well, you know what, Denzel, the director is simply as amazing as he is as an actor. Denzel's amazing. He directs. He doesn't just go around telling you what to do, because actors like us, Viola, myself, and the rest of the cast, we don't need to be told what to do. We just follow great leadership, and that's what he is. Everything rises and falls on leadership. We respect him. He actually directs with his heart, with his intelligence, and his creativity. And you're always willing to follow a person like that. He's amazing.
Now, with the passion that he projects, does it put any kind of fear into you, or make you say, well, I better be on my game?
No, man, I ain't scared of nothing. but neither is Denzel. And that's, the truth is, you just struck a nerve there, because a lot of actors can relate to that. There are jobs we don't get because people are afraid. But you get people like Denzel, Viola, Tom Hanks, Al Pacino, they fear nobody. And that's why they always surround themselves with the best they can possibly get, because they want to rise even higher than they are.
Well, Michael T., this is Jackie Reed, and I had an opportunity to see Fences last week. It is amazing, and you are incredible in it. You know, but being in the stage play and then being in this type of production of the movie, did it feel different for you as an actor? Did you approach it any differently?
Well, you use truth. When we were on Broadway, we used truth. It's just a different technique to make sure you project and perform so that it can be read and understood by the person on the back row. And in cinema, Denzel is going to bring the camera to you, so you get to be more intimate and truthful. And that's the only difference. It's just a lot more intimate truth, more conversational truth, and more feeling than you would have on stage. That's it.
Mm.
Michael,
have you seen it? Did you get to see the movie yet, Michael T.?
I love it. Every time I see it, I see something different. I've seen it about a dozen times now, and love it every single time I see it.
Yeah. I got a question. This is Damon Williams. I'm in Chicago. Viola Davis, which we know she is a magnificent actress, but how many takes did it take for her to get the snot rolling when she gets to crying?
I can't with you, Damon.
You know what?
No, she go there.
Viola, yeah, well, listen, I don't want to give anything away, but Viola, even on Broadway, night after night, was right there. What you saw was the truth. I describe her as the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God.
You started acting, Michael T., at a very young age, man. Which child actor or show got your acting juices flowing and made you want to pursue acting?
You know, I used to watch reruns of Leave It to Beaver, and thought that because I could see Beaver and his family, that other people could see my family and I, so I'd behave like Beaver, move ashtrays around like Beaver. And
really?
One day my brother busted my bubble and explained the difference between television and real life. And so the only thing that actually brought me back, because it actually imbalanced me, because I had a different reality. And when I started doing church plays in church, like gospel singers start out in church, I started in church. That's where I started. And once that bug bit me and I got that applause and was able to tell that story through another person's life, everything shifted for me.
Is there an actor that you wanted to be like when you grew up?
Well, yeah. There were the people I watched. I watched Sidney Poitier, Bill Cosby, Diane Carroll. But I also watched Lon Chaney, Bela Lugosi, Vincent Price, Jonathan Winters, and a man named Red Skelton. I watched how Red Skelton changed characters. That inspired me to be funny, humor, but bring a whole lot of heart and soul where you can break somebody's heart, too. And those are the people I model my life after, my career, my life's work after.
speaking of humor and acting in the church, how long did it take you to get from that sing-songy voice, Jesus came to the manger, and then he said, I'm kidding, brother. It's early. I know you ain't got time for this.
What's wrong with you, Dave?
Yeah, it's a little early for that kind of music, man.
Yes, it is. You know, but Michael T., let me ask you this, because award season is underway, and Fences is, you know, definitely racking up the nominations. Are you excited during award season? You know, we're headed to the Oscars, Golden Globes are coming up, or, you know, is it just about the work for you?
You know, the work is first and foremost. Elevating August Wilson the way he's elevated us with his work all these years, in his absence, to be respectful and make that elevation come full circle, for me, is most important. But, you know, it's always an honor and a privilege. Our Screen Actors Guild nomination really blessed me, because those are our peers. They learn from us. We learn from them. We have an exchange all the time when we watch each other do our work. And for them to vote, give us a vote of confidence, really meant the world to me. So, you know, it's a blessing.
It's amazing to me. You know, all of the accolades, all the accomplishments, the movies that you've done, and you know, I guess it's disturbing to me, and maybe it's joy for you, but I understand that you're thinking about giving up acting, Michael T. Is that true?
What?
Well, yeah, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I guess my friend Samuel Jackson the other night toasted me, he and Michael Mann, and they gave me, they described me as the most underappreciated actor in the industry. And that's probably why I feel like I could be doing something to be a blessing somewhere else. You never know if anybody's paying attention. The first time I realized people were paying attention was the Screen Actors Guild nomination that we just got a week ago. That's the first time I actually felt like anybody was really paying attention to all the passion and work I've done for 50 years.
Well, bro, you're super talented, and we've been paying attention. We'll continue to pay attention. Big fans.
That would leave a void in Hollywood,
yes,
Michael T.
Yes, it would, Michael T. Well, the role, Gabriel in Fences, his theaters on Christmas Day. Thank you for your time, Michael T. Williamson, and we'll be watching.
Hey, man, thank you guys so much for your love
and
for your time.
Thank you. God bless, and Merry Christmas.
All right.